Two Texas congressmen are calling on the Homeland Security Department to strengthen its relationship with industry. They want to clarify the government's role in response to cyber attacks in the private sector. The administration says it's making progress in bolstering those cybersecurity policies. Bringing us the latest, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. First of all, who are the two congressmen?
Michael McCaul, who is the chairman of the House Committee on Homeland Security, and the other is Will Hurd, and he sits on the Science and Technology Committee.
What are they specifically asking for, and in what context did this all come up?
So the two of them attended the Internet Security Alliance's 15th anniversary conference yesterday. It brought together the administration officials, agency leaders, industry, as well as these two congressmen. And Michael McCaul, because he's the chair of the House Committee on Homeland Security, got very passionate about leveraging emerging technologies of the private sector and working with DHS. And he said, we really need to finalize the National Cyber Incident Response Plan. We need to make sure that DHS is organized to effectively respond to these threats, because every day there's something going on. He said, I woke up this morning, turned on my email, and there was a phishing scam. And I know about it, but we still are getting tricked and lured into these nets from hackers all over the world. And so he said, we really need to double down on this, and we need to organize DHS effectively and respond to, again, these ever-emerging threats.
Now, DHS does not respond to attacks against private sector companies. That's their responsibility. Were they talking about the sharing mechanism and perhaps some technical help that might be available in the sharing environment between DHS and other in the people in different sectors of industry?
They were, yes. Will Hurd said that DHS has to be the belly button for sharing information between the government and private industry.
That's a military term. The belly button is the person who's responsible for something. And as officers say, when something goes wrong, whose belly button do you push?
Will Hurd said, you cannot have an intelligence organization being the point of contact sharing with the private sector. He's like, period, end of story, you can't do it. We can all question whether the Department of Homeland Security has the right level of technical capabilities, but he supports the reorganization of NPPD, or the National Protection and Programs Directorate.
Because the NPPD has an elaborate policy anyway. It's there online at their site. They've got 19 sectors of the economy, and each one of those sectors has a corresponding federal agency through which they're supposed to do information sharing in the event of an incident. Homeland Security has more than half of the sectors go right through it. I think the power grid sector goes through the energy department and so on, but most of them are through DHS. So what did DHS people say about their state of readiness to share and disseminate best practices?
Suzanne Spaulding, she's the undersecretary for DHS's National Protection and Programs Directorate. She said, okay, we know we have work that needs to be done, but she said, you know, we have to address this holistically. We can't just put all this in an IT stovepipe and then just think, okay, we're going to be able to understand everything just from this very narrow view. And so she said DHS is taking steps to improve this. They're hiring more cyber professionals that goes to working with industry, because you get to find out who, you know, some of the best people who are working in the private sector. She said, I'm even trying to get sort of a sharing scholarship program, because I know if you work for us for even a year or two, you might go back out to private industry, but you're going to miss the mission, is what she said. And she also said DHS is working with science and technology experts, academics, and internally to develop better metrics for measuring cybersecurity improvements.
And a big question in all of this is whether industry is willing to share, because they're worried about secrets going from one company to another. And there's a little bit of mistrust, I think, about that whole sharing mechanism. Did that come up at all at the ISA conference?
It did a little bit. The ISA conference, they put out a 350-page, Mike McCaul referred to it as a tome, about implementing a market-based model for cybersecurity. And there were a couple industry people in the audience who raised their hand. They're like, we don't want to deal with like this patchwork sort of regulatory blanket that's going to be put on us, but we do want to, you know, work with the government. And going back to Michael McCaul, he's like, we get people complaining, hey, we can't even get in the door, we can't even get our foot in the door, especially small and medium-sized businesses, because, you know, we don't have the right people to talk to. But Suzanne Spaulding said, well, okay, you know, we will try to work with you, and we're also trying to, you know, watch your back, because everybody can be affected by cyber, you know, hackers and attackers, but some of the big, you know, the key players are the ones that we really have to monitor.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, and Michael Daniel from the White House, the special cyber advisor, was at this conference also. Did he weigh in?
He did. And he actually had, an interesting sort of perspective, because coming in when the administration started in 2008, 2009, he said, you know, cyber technology was very different. We were on iPhone generation one. Twitter was only reporting 500 million tweets per day. Bitcoin was just an idea on paper. And he said, so this policy space is, or cyberspace is always growing. I mean, every day there's another 5 million devices that get added into this space. And so we're actually expanding its scope and reach on a regular basis. And so it is kind of, you know, you've got to find a way to balance what is happening, you know, in that cyberspace with the policy space. And so he admitted, you know, again, we've got work to do, but we shouldn't just throw up our hands and unplug everything and just, you know, go into the dark ages. But he said, you know, he pointed to the Cyber Threat Intelligence Integration Center as one example of how the administration is addressing cybersecurity. Also the Presidential Policy Directive, PPD 41, that more specifically describes how agencies should work together to respond to cyber incidents.
Anything else noteworthy come from that conference, Meredith?
Well, we are heading into the election season, and Will Hurd had a little bit of advice for the next president, whoever it might be. He said he stressed attribution when it comes to cyber attacks. He said maybe you don't get as specific at, you know, naming a person, but maybe it's a nation state, or maybe it's someone, you know, calling out. You say, hey, we know it was you, or pinging, you know, maybe somebody's superior and going, hey, we know what's going on here.
And the palming begins in 5 minutes.
Yeah. And then he also said we really need to grow the talent pool, which is, again, something that Suzanne Spaulding said.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
You can read her story and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.